Hi, everyone. Mike Malatesta here, and welcome back to the How'd It Happen podcast. On this podcast, I dig in deep with every guest to explore the roots of their success, to discover not just how it happened, but why it matters. My mission is to find and share stories that inspire, activate, and maximize the greatness in you.
On today's show, I have a wonderful conversation with Steve Ramona, the host of the Doing Business with a Servant's Heart podcast and the Together We Serve TV show. We talk about the law of increase and the infinity loop, why you should never be afraid to ask for what you want, getting 1% better every day, something he calls reverse serving, and a lot more.
I want to grow my business. Well, here's a simple thing you do. Meet 10 to 15 new people a week. But we've had businesses do that in 5-10 times their income by the end of the year. If I meet 10 people this week, next week I meet 10 people, but the 10 people this week bring me 5 referrals. So that's 50 new people, 5 times the 10 I met. Then you got 10 who give you 5 referrals. So now you're at 100. You could be at 400 or 500 new people you've met by the end of the month. Your network is your net worth. Mm-hmm. Two things: how many and the quality.
This episode is sponsored by The Dream Exit. The Dream Exit is a private, bespoke program for successful entrepreneurs with annual revenue between $5 million and $100 million who realize that they have one chance to get their dream exit right, and that the odds of realizing that dream by themselves, all alone, or at the last minute are stacked against them. In less than 90 days, we teach you how to design, build, and execute a customized dream exit playbook that gets your business ready for sale at its maximum value and gets you ready to maximize your meaning and purpose in your post-exit life, even if today you are not ready to sell. You see, dream exits just don't happen. They are the result of early professional and proven planning. So if you're an entrepreneur with annual sales between 5 and 100 million and you want to learn how to 10x to 100x your chances of achieving the dream exit you deserve, go to dreamexitplaybook.com today.
You're going to love this conversation. And now here's Steve Ramona. Hey, Steve, welcome to the How'd It Happen podcast.
Mike, thank you. I'm so excited to be on here.
It's great to see you again. You know, we had a nice chat a month or so ago through a mutual connection. And it's so weird, you know, when people, we were just talking before we went on about how, you know, the organicness of connections that come from people that you've met and then connect you to people that, you know, obviously you would not have met. But in our case, we've been connected multiple times by different people are like, hey, you and Steve should talk. And I think that's, well, I think you said something like that's power, right? That's really a recognition of doing connections mm-hmm. or networking correctly, I think is how you put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly it.
So yeah, I've been looking forward to this. I told you guys a little bit about Steve in the intro and what we talk about today, but here's a little bit more about Steve Ramona. Steve epitomizes the essence of service to others. Fueled by a deep passion for the law of increase, which we'll talk about, a mindset centered around selflessly adding value to others without immediate expectations, he thrives on forging meaningful connections, sharing referrals, and watching people flourish. Steve has been involved in various businesses throughout his life. He started with family-owned health clubs, and has had experience in online marketing and brick and mortar businesses. Today, he hosts Doing Business with a Servant's Heart, a podcast, and now a television show as well. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Featuring conversations with top business leaders, exploring their unique approaches to helping, serving, and adding value to clients. You can subscribe to Steve's podcast at servingbusinesspodcast.com. LinkedIn, Steve Ramona, R-A-M-O-N-A, and website intouchpad.com. Any place else that you want people to connect with you, Steve?
Yeah, my digital business card, which is infone.co/SR1. So I-N-P-H-O-N-E, infone.co/SR, my two initials, and the number one.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get started, Steve. I start this podcast with a simple question for everyone, and that is, how did it happen for you?
October 2022, been, as you said, business owner, worked in network marketing, led a lot of people, worked for a number of people online. And I met a group called Pantheon, and Josh Tapp is the owner of it. And at the time, he was helping people get their podcast started. Well, successful, you know, guy's a younger guy, but he's so smart in business. He's been doing his podcast for 10 years. And what I learned was building relationships. And then I added the value of serving them while you're building a relationship. Everybody you meet, and taking what he's taught me, it's really blown up my podcast. I'm excited to announce we're number one in small business marketing podcast out there. And that's all because me bringing value to my guest and then working together in either partnerships or building relationships through my network. I think the power of this is collaborating networks. Like me and you, Mike, we connected right away, mm-hmm. and we're starting to bring our networks together. Maybe it doesn't help us, but guess what? It's going to help other people. And I always say, serving is don't know the how, when, or why, but you know when you serve, your universe will eventually change. Something will come up. You won't be able to track it. But just go and serve. And think about when you give somebody help, a resource, a tip, a referral, maybe help with their groceries, you brought a positive impact into their life. Might be 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 months. Doesn't matter how long the impact is, you made an impact. And the world, the universe sees that, ether, spirit, whatever you want to call it. That's how the world works. We're all made of energy. The more positive we put out there, the more it's going to return. And a tip that I learned, the audience needs to know if you don't know, I use the infinity loop as a serving definition. Always give your gifts, but make sure you receive gifts. And I learned this over about a year ago, when a gentleman, very successful multimillionaire, and he made all his money serving his clients, serving his employees, really being out there to bring value. So I told him my story, because for 10 years, I haven't made a lot of money, but I've helped a lot of people. He goes, Steve, because what you did is you gave somebody 5 referrals. And then normally I'm going to ask, Steve, how can I help you? Oh, no, you know, I'm good, Tony. Mm-hmm. And what he said was, Steve, you just turned Tony into a taker. You've given all these great value. He wants to help you. And you say no, you put that wall up. It might not be conscious, but subconsciously, again, the universe goes, give and receive, give and receive, that loop. And once I started doing that, I'm making more money, making more connections, and helping more people and have abundance than I ever have in the last year and a half.
Mm. Was it easy for you to change when he said that to you, Steve? Or are you, because I'm kind of thinking like sometimes you're used to doing things a certain way and it's uncomfortable to like ask somebody for something you haven't asked them for.
It was really easy for me, Mike, because I did it because I'm like, hey, Mike, here's 10 referrals. I did my servant. I'm helping them out. I'm good. Mm-hmm. But when he talked about receiving, Steve, it's okay to receive those gifts. Remember Christmas, just like in a gift exchange. Somebody gives a gift here, somebody gives it. That's that infinity loop of giving. The same thing with what you have, your resources, tips, your network, whatever that may be. Maybe it's money, whatever that is. When you give, always receive. And don't be afraid to ask.
Right.
Hey, Mike, I'm looking for this. Do you know anybody in your network that can help me? Rarely, can't remember a time people go, no, Steve. No, I'm not going to give to you. Well, if you brought value to them, they're definitely going to do it. Now, if you're just taking and saying, here, you know, I need help here, bring people here, do this here, give me money here without exchanging that, mm-hmm. doesn't work. They become takers, and we don't know what happens when you go down that road.
Yeah, that well runs dry eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
So this fellow, Josh Kapp and his Pantheon.fm. Tell me more about this.
So Josh, like I said, he's had a podcast for 10 years. He's one of the top 20. I don't know if he still is, but he was top 20 then in the world of podcast. But what he taught was taking your podcast, getting to know your guests intimately. And, you know, we'll start out with get to know them, maybe laugh, bring high energy.
Yeah.
Get prepped for the show, kind of just like we did before. We had that great comment about all these people connecting us.
Yes.
Then you do a great show and really promote them and bring them value and edify them. Now, when they get off that show, they're up here. They're like, oh my God, Steve, that was great. Oh my God, you're good, or whatever they say. And then you get into the value. You know, Mike, I heard this and this. Let me introduce you to this person. And here's a tip. Here's a way to do this. So first part, the energy's up. The show brings energy even higher. And then you throw value at them.
Right.
You start building this relationship. In an hour, you could build what we do, we had a 45-minute meeting. We built a great relationship. Great. That's the word. And now I can say, hey, you know, you do this. And I'll give you a story. Tim Wright, who won the Super Bowl in 2014, was a guest on my show, and I met him before the show. But he's got a technology that deaf people can now hear. It's called Dome Audio. And I'm going to start, I've been working with him, bring him investors. That type of thing starts happening where they want to come and work with you and partner up with you. Sure. And start bringing people's networks in.
And you said October 2022, Steve, which is when this meeting with Josh, I guess, first happened. How about before October 2022? Where were you and why were you looking for a change, or were you looking for a change?
Yeah, I was. So I started at 18, as you said, worked at my family's health club at the front desk. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned the power of building relationships and serving. Our why for that health club was customer service. Every person we hired, every person that worked for us, from the janitor all the way up to the president, my cousin, we're thinking customer service. Is the equipment clean? Is it working? And one tip was, our staff would come on. We go, remember everybody's name. They're like, that's impossible. 1,000 people come in here, or 500 people come in here. Just cheat and look at the computer screen. Mm-hmm. It's not really cheating, but go, hey, Mike, have a great workout. As you start doing that, you remember the names. But that put us at the next level. Gave them towels. We had a towel service, clean locker rooms, all that little stuff that led to today. I've had people in this last year ask me, when are you guys going to start a health club? I loved your health club. We closed in 2000. That was 23 years ago. But I shout out to my cousin, Jeff Ramona. He's my same last name. He really taught that to me. And I learned that. And I ran with it. So then I started doing some network marketing. I ran a restaurant for a little bit. Took that same network I had and built in the health club. Went right to the restaurant. In 6 months, we were one of the fastest growing restaurants. It's a real small restaurant, but I would reach out, do newsletters, things like that. Again, taking my network with me as every project I do or opportunity, because I built a good relationship.
Yeah. So the health club thing is really interesting. So you're a young man, you're 18. You said you're working at the health club. You've got this, you're stepping up the experience, right? Making people feel a little bit better than maybe they feel at the club they were at, or they want to come in and have someone friendly say something to them. What other things did you learn during that experience that have stuck with you? There's these formative things that come out of every job or experience you've had. And I'm wondering which ones stuck with you besides the ones you mentioned.
Shut up and listen.
Shut up and listen. Good.
Wasn't good at that. Don't have to know everything. I was that person. Be very transparent with you and the audience. I always felt inferior if somebody asked a question I didn't have an answer. Now I relish those. I'm like, you don't have an answer, let me go find it. And so excited about that, because we don't know everything. My dad taught me way was a young kid is never recreate the wheel. Somebody's doing something that works and they give you okay to do it, take it, run with it, because it's going to save you time in your business. The other thing I learned is get better 1% every day. Don't take on the whole 80%, 100%. I think everybody knows the elephant phrase, take a chunk of an elephant, which is a crazy phrase. I don't know where it came from. It's very interesting, but it's apropos, because if somebody started today, it's almost February 1st. So it's the second month of the year. Mm-hmm. So that's 11 months, use 50. That's 300 or 400% or more. You're going to be better by January 1st, 2025. An audience, think about it. If you're better even 200%, are you making more money? Is your business growing? Are you building relationships? Is your network? And all those things will grow.
The skeptic listening to that might say, okay, great. I've heard that, you know, improve 1% every day and, you know, it's exponential over time. It's sort of like doubling a penny or folding a piece of paper. Yeah. If you continue to do that, you know, fold an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. If you were able to continue to fold it, it would go from the earth to the moon. But just think about that, a regular 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. If you were physically able or physics able to do it, it would be that tall. But the 1%, how do you, I can hear people saying, well, that's great, I get it, but how do I measure it? How do I know that I'm getting 1% better every day?
If you want to know and track it or do an activity, one activity, there's many you could do, read 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Don't read 2 hours. Don't try, you know, just read part of a book 15 minutes every day. Serve somebody daily. I have actually written a 2024 serving journal. You've heard of gratitude journals.
Sure.
And I'm having people taking it and buying the book, the little journal, and writing down, hey, I helped Mike. I was on his podcast today. What a great podcast. Well, I just helped his audience. And to ask you how you thought when you did it, how the person you served felt, and what was the outcome. And then at the end of the week, I have a summation of how'd you feel for the week? And yeah. I guarantee you, audience, if you do it every day, and I do it multiple times a day, you're going to have bumps in your road. We all do. That's what life's about. But it's going to make the bumps much easier. And you're helping the world.
Yeah. So, okay. So what, in other words, what you're saying is, like, don't worry about the scorecard of 1%. Concern yourself with doing the things that will move you forward every day, whether it's reading for 15 minutes or whether it's connecting two people together or whether it's, you know, you name it, law of increase. That's what I'm looking for. The law of increase that you are.
Beautiful. Yeah. Here's another thing. I teach or mentor businesses. I have a mastermind with Josh, and these are millionaires, been very successful. Mm-hmm. But when we tell people, I want to grow my business. Well, here's a simple thing you do. Meet 10 to 15 new people a week. You got to go out and meet them. And there's ways to do that. We have great ways to do that. But we've had businesses do that in 5-10 times their income by the end of the year. Just think about it. This is, July 30th. So it's, if I meet 10 people today, this week, next week I made 10 people, but the 10 people this week bring me 5 referrals. So that's 50 new people. 5 times the 10 I met, then you got 10 who give you 5 referrals. So now you're at 100. You know, you could be at 400 or 500 new people you've met by the end of the month. Your network is your net worth. Mm-hmm. Two things, how many and the quality. If you've got, and I don't like the word poor or broke, but people are not financially successful right now, or people not at your level, they're not going to scale you. If you want to scale, you want people. If you're doing 100,000 a year, go talk to millionaires. If you're millionaires, go talk to billionaires. So that network is growing, and you're going to meet these 10 new people, and maybe only 5 give you referrals. That's okay. That's 25, and you meet 10 next week. That's 5. That's 25. Now you're at 50, plus you met those 10. That's 45. Using the same thing, a penny, you know, doubles every day, and it's, I think, $1 million. That's the same thing with your network. You have to have people, whether it's customers, clients, or partners or network connectors, grow your business. You need people. That's one asset that has to be there. Maybe it's 1 or 2, or maybe it's 200. Just depends what you do.
Yeah. Can we dig in on that just a little bit? I love the sound of that. I can hear people saying, okay, most people won't be saying I'm a millionaire, so I'm going to meet billionaires. So anyway, I want to meet millionaires. I'm not a millionaire. I'd like to meet millionaires. And there's this adage, right? Like, if you're going to connect with somebody, you have to give value first, which I can hear people saying might be difficult to do if I'm, you know, not at the level of the person that I'm trying to connect with. So how do you go, how do you and Josh, how do you teach people how to, if you do teach them to, you know, lead with value, you got to lead with value. How do they get these 10 meetings a week with people who are, you know, at or above this level they're striving to get to themselves?
I'll tell you a great story about it. It's your network. I meet you. I don't know who's in your network and I meet you, but I bring you value, build a great relationship. Two things happen. One, you already have a network. Maybe you go, hey, Steve, you need to meet this millionaire. Mm-hmm. I know he'd be great for your show, whatever. Two, people in your network will always be meeting new people. So we've built this relationship. It's just me and you. As I meet new people and go, hey, here's a great fit for Mike. You're meeting new people. We're all doing 10 to 15 a week. Let's just use 10 to make it round numbers. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And then you get that call where I got a referral last week from somebody I haven't talked to in 6 months. Mm-hmm. I don't like to talk about myself a lot, but this is so powerful. I built a relationship. I probably brought her value, or I brought somebody value in a networking group. She saw it and she had the forefront mindset to go, hey, you need to meet Steve. He's got this podcast. I think you'd be a great guest. That is a golden nugget. Regards to, and this happens, I get 3 to 5, sometimes 10 referrals a day. Mm-hmm. Because I built this up. I've done the 10 to 15. So now it just comes to me. And that's where you really got it, is I don't have to meet 10 new people at a networking group. They are coming to me because of my network and other people's like yours bringing to me. Here's a great story and the power of networking. So I met somebody who was a guest on my show, and I don't remember their name, and I met Brad. You need to meet Brad. So I jump on a call with Brad. We talk. We get great connections. He's inviting me to the Zoom with millionaires. So right away, I'm like, okay, this is a guy I want to meet.
Yep.
Because that's the group I want to work with in my mastermind. Then he throws out, hey, I know Roy Firestone. And Roy Firestone is an ESPN sports journalist. He's done over 5,000 shows. And I'm doing this profile so people, if you don't know him, he was best friends with Muhammad Ali for 50 years. That is a power partner. He goes, I said, well, I'd love it. I get an email 10 minutes later after we get off. Roy Firestone, I'd love to be on your show. Let's do it. Now I'm in Roy Firestone's network. I'm reaching out saying, I want this athlete. Can you connect me here? Can you connect me here? It may not happen, but I'm in the network because we have the greatest show. That's the power of the network. You know, Steve Ramona, I'm not a millionaire, but I know millionaires. So, you know, if it's a fit for somebody, I'll connect you. Or if you have a podcast or a TV, you know, whatever it may be. That's the power of, and here's another thing to learn. Very excited about this stuff because it's so easy if you remember. When a door opens, go through it.
Walk in, right.
Walk in the door. I got a call from a guy who owns a network marketing company. Millions of guys are very wealthy and found out about my podcast, again, my network, and said, I heard your podcast. It's fantastic. I'd love to work with you. I've got this philanthropic thing. Now, 2 years ago, I wouldn't answer the call because I'd be like, I don't know. But now I take every call. I take every email. I take every text and see if it's a fit. Now, I don't expect you to spend hours with these people, but it could be a 10, 15 minute conversation. Hey, Mike, I see you do this. You got to meet XYZ. Mm-hmm. Because either it's a partnership or, you know, a champion where they can help you. Just this week, I've met 5 gentlemen that are disabled, missing limbs. The universe just works in crazy ways. And I'm putting them all together to build this consortium to help disabled people. That's the power of the network. You never know what's going to come about. It's why you walk through every door, because you never know what's going to be on the other side. Because you always walk back out.
Yeah.
If it's not a fit, you just walk right back out.
That's a great story you told about Roy Firestone. I have a similar story. I was able to get Peter Fagan, who's the president of the Milwaukee Bucks, to come on my podcast. Same way. Like, I knew a guy had been on my podcast. Giacomo Faluca is his name. And after he'd been on my podcast, I was like, how do I get, you know, Peter Fagan? Okay, he doesn't know who I am. Why would he come on my show, right? So I was like, I was at a Bucks game with my friend, Brian Sadoff, and I'm like, Brian, do you know Peter Fagan? Because there he is. He's walking, you know, around. And Brian's like, yeah, I kind of know him, but, you know, he's a season ticket holder, but he's like, I don't know him, you know, know him. And then I see Giacomo Faluca walking. And I'm like, I totally forgot that. I think it was after he was on my podcast, he bought into the Bucks. So he's one of the owners of the Bucks. And I was like, I think I know how I can at least get connected to Peter. So I sent Giacomo an email like, hey, I saw you at the game, you know, whatever. And he's like, yeah, just send me an email that you want Peter to read and I'll just forward it to him. And he did. And 2 seconds later, he's like, sure, yeah, I'll be on the show. Here's my guy, whatever. And then that was a year and a half ago. Just recently, I had a question about something, an event at the Fiserv Forum, which is where the Bucks play in Milwaukee, Fiserv Forum. And I'm like, man, who could I get that? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll shoot Peter Fagan a note and see if he'll connect me with the right person. Less than 10 minutes. Collect. I hadn't talked to him since he'd been on my podcast, but it's like what you said. It's take advantage of, and not take advantage in a bad way. Use the resources that you have in order to ask for what you want, and you just might get it. I mean, Giacomo could have, you know, ignored my email. Peter could have ignored my email. It could have happened, but they didn't.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I love your story because it's happening to us over. That's why I love podcasts. And an audience don't have to have a podcast, but that's what I teach in a podcast is what's the worst thing that Peter says in both scenarios? He doesn't answer it.
Right.
You know, I reached out to Arnold Schwarzenegger because in his new book, he talks about serving people.
Yep.
Talks about that in his documentary. I never connected with him. I'm going to keep trying because you never know.
Yeah.
That's the power of a network. It's why we connect with each other. We get that. That's the other tip. Always ask.
Always ask.
Hey, I want you on my podcast. Hey, can you join my group or whatever? The worst thing that happens, nobody's ever going to be, well, most people are never going to be upset with you. And you go, hey, can you join my, you know, can you be a guest on my podcast? Oh, no, I'm too busy. You know, reach out to me next year. Great. Then we reach out next year. But he's not going to walk away going, God, Mike asked me to be on his podcast. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Remember.
Right. Why would you? Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I know I was this way for a long time. I basically paralyzed myself when it came to stepping up with an ask because I was like, oh my gosh, the person might not like me or they might not answer me or whatever, which ultimately they're not answering you when you don't ask. There's no way they're going to answer you. Right. So what's the harm? Ask. The likelihood that you're going to piss somebody off or whatever is like zero because they're either going to help you or they're going to ignore you. That's it. One or the other.
Yep.
And so I'm glad you shared that and opened that up. So we had a chance to talk about that because it's really unnecessarily debilitating for a lot of people. And it serves as an excuse oftentimes to not get what you profess to want. If you want something, you have to take some action to get it. And it could, and it's often as simple as what you described or what we've been talking
about. You got to be uncomfortable to be comfortable in business.
Yeah.
Whether it's a podcast, whatever you're doing, there's times you're going to be, but what's the risk reward? And in that, it's a little zero risk.
Yeah.
Zero. I mean, I think just zero risk. So thank you for sharing that story because I will share it with others because it really portrays with just asking.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as we're having this conversation, I'm like, well, how come I haven't asked Peter if he'll introduce me to Giannis, who I could have on my podcast? How come I haven't asked him to introduce me to, you know, some of the other players or to the other owners or to, you know, a lot of other people?
Yeah, you could do it this way. It's all about communication. And one of my guests has a great book called The Point. Because I've read his book. It's a great read. But what you do is go, hey, Peter, and a great lesson for the audience. I mentor businesses. Hey, do you think I know Jonas is busy, so you know the problem. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a great fit for my podcast. Do you think he'd be available? And leave it at that. Make it short. But just, hey, do you think instead of like, hey, I need to have Jonas on my podcast. Can you make this happen? Two different ways of communicating that.
I love that. Just open-ended. You're not really asking for anything.
Yeah, another thing you could do, and this is a great tip for the audience. You're watching the game. You see Jonas go by and go, shh. You know, he just said something or something clicked in your head. Like, and you write that in the email. Hey, Peter, I was at the game. My season ticket, you know, so you're bringing him value because you buy a season ticket to his, well, he's not the owner, but you know, you're helping the sports. And I saw Jonas, I just thought he'd be a great fit for my podcast.
Yeah.
I would love an intro.
Right.
So here's another tip. And this is huge that I teach. You want to go out and build your business and build your network. Go to your contact list on your phone. You have 100,000, I got 3,000. Doesn't matter the number. I met a guy a while back that built his business just on his contact list. And in a year, he made $1 million a month in income. All he did is market 1,000 people on his contact list. And you just write them an email. Say you're a mindset coach. Quick question in the subject line or text. Do you know a lawyer that you've worked with that could use some help in mindset? I'd love an intro. Two sentences. Quick question. It's a quick question. Three things happen. One, I just worked with Tony Smith, the lawyer. Man, I love the guy. He's great. But he was talking to me about struggling with growth. And mm-hmm. he thinks it's his mindset, let's say. I'm going to introduce you. The second thing that happens is I don't have any referrals for you. But what are you doing now? Well, let's jump on a call. There's your new person for the 10 for the week or the 15. Now people go, well, you know them, but they're new to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. They've never known you were a coach, and we don't reach out to our contact list. I've done a slight survey. 60% of the people I talked to said 80% of their contact list never knew what they were doing. And when they went out and did this exercise, one lady hit 100 people. She had 5 sales within 2 months in her coaching program. Some were referrals, some of them from the contact list.
From people who would otherwise not know that she was even doing that.
Perhaps. Exactly. Because so how do you think about it? Well, here, let me add this, Mike. This is the power. Those are people that know you. They're warm leads. Some love you. Maybe it's your brother, your cousin, your close friend. My close friend knows my podcast. He shares it with everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't start sharing the podcast with him, but halfway through I did. I kicked myself because he loves my podcast. So it's a great circle to start working in. And then you could do the quick question exercise on Facebook, LinkedIn, emails, whatever, people you meet, things like that.
So let me ask you, just from a tactical standpoint with this, your context, do you mass email people, Steve, or do you select people, do a cut and paste with their name, send it to one person at a time? How do you do it?
Individual. Yeah, personal, okay. Each one. And you don't need to do a lot. If you did 10 a day, that's 50 in a week. Mm-hmm. How long is that going to take you? You only have time to do 5 a day? And what a way to get better 1% every day is reach out to 5 people via email that you haven't talked to in a while. Hey, quick question. You know, that's another tool or resource you can use to grow every day. But yeah, it's a resource we don't think about.
I've heard Jordan Harbinger, familiar with Jordan Harbinger, the
heard his
podcaster.
Name, yeah.
He's a pretty big podcaster, but he has a networking thing that he does. And one of his suggestions is to do similar to what you were just saying, but to go through all of the people that have texted with you over the years and do something similar. Someone that hasn't texted you, you haven't texted with in a long time, send them a text, let them know you're thinking about them, maybe throw in something that you're doing, an opportunity to talk, reconnect, whatever. And he said that, well, he says that's a very powerful thing to do as well, because you've got like your core people that you text with sort of all the time. And then you have a lot of other people who, you know, were in your life for a moment at some point and you had some connection, but it's kind of like you've moved on from that, but you've texted with them before, they're there, right? So just like your context, I like that idea a lot. So I'm curious, Steve, you had a lot of different experiences. You started in the health club. You've done a lot of different things, including owning a company called Earthcare Recycling Electronics and Computers, which you don't know about me is I've started and grown and sold 2 waste management companies.
Wow.
In my career. So we had never talked about that before. So I saw that and I was like, actually Robin saw that and she's like, you got to ask him about that. And so I'm curious about if you could take us through some of your experiences and then how they led to, you know, where you are today or that October 2022 sort of defining game-changing moment in your life, your podcast, all of that.
Yeah, the biggest thing is I started a business or a project or whatever you want to call it. I started still adding to my network. Okay. So I went from the restaurant to, you know, health club. We sold it and didn't do anything for a while, jumped in the restaurant because I needed the work. and didn't want to sit around watching Oprah all day. This is back in 2001. So 22 years ago. Wow, time flies. And then jumped in a restaurant that did, you know, worked out for a while, and it just didn't work out with the owner. And the opportunity, you know, I met a guy again through my network. I went and bought some things from him, and he talked about starting a recycling business in California. California was paying for that. And that led to 6 years of meeting more people who still today, I get calls, hey, you still open? I'm like, no, I've closed 10 years ago. But again, it shows the power of a network. And they, what are you doing? I had one guy 6 months ago. What are you doing now? Well, I do a podcast. Oh my God, I want to subscribe. Boom. Told somebody. It didn't cost them anything, but subscribers are good for a podcast. And every time I tell these stories, it falls back to that network.
Yeah.
Keeping and building, keeping your relationships with those people and building other relationships. You know, the day I leave this earth, I can imagine I have 10,000 in my network because it's growing. And again, I go back to value, just serving people. Have the servant's heart.
I think 10,000 is really light. I think that number could be much, much higher, Steve, just based on the little I know about you so far.
I appreciate that. Conversation
today. So let's talk about your podcast, Doing Business with a Servant's Heart, and now your TV show. Where'd the idea come from? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? What are you trying to accomplish? And more than that, how the heck did you become the number one small business podcast and now have this, you know, you basically transformed your podcast into a TV show? That's a lot of questions. I'm sorry, but
No. I've been on a lot of shows. I love questions. That's how people can learn and learn about me and learn about you. October 22, like I said, I met Josh, and it was October 4th, the Tuesday. It was our mastermind. And the first thing I asked him, I'm excited to get to this venture. What do I do? He said, start recording. I don't care where you do it. Do it on your iPad, your phone, your computer. Don't care about your equipment. Just make sure people can hear it. And I started doing it. My very first podcast, I just had an article written about me, and they said, what was your biggest learning lesson? Is I would start my podcast, Josh had taught me. I would hit record. I go 3, 2, 1. Well, at the beginning of the podcast, everybody heard that 3, 2, 1. And people are like, why was he clapping? Steve, what are you clapping? Because I started too early or started too late.
Yeah. Early. I gotcha.
And I left it there. It's still there. J.R. Smith, he owns a nonprofit. I left it because you know what? People still viewed it. 100 views. Because it was the content that JR gave us for the show. And then as I started learning, and I'll bring this back, shut up and listen. If you're a podcaster, 80% guest, 20% host, or around there. So shut up and listen. And I say shut up to make it strong, because how many networking meetings or Zoom meetings have you been to, or virtual meetings or networking meetings? I used to run six different groups. Inevitably, either their video's off, or they're, you know, they shut up and they're like looking like this, doing things, and they get asked a question and they go, oh, 45. I said, no, we asked you, you know, what year did you start your business? Not 45. That's why you got to show up, because the bridge of the shut up and listen, because as I do a podcast as a guest or as a host, I'm listening to what you're saying, Mike. How I can, first thing in my head is always, as I'm listening, how can I bring value? Right. If you can learn that skill that I've learned, it is a game changer, because I can find, people are amazed, and I'm amazed a lot of times too, when they start talking, I go, I got 5 referrals for you. I've only been talking to you for 8 minutes, because I can pull stuff out and shut up and listen their pain points, their desires, what their challenges are. And maybe I ask questions to learn that too. And then I can go through my network. And if you've got to cheat, like we did in the health club, cheating for people's names, pull up your CRM and look and go, wait a minute. Oh, I got 2 people. Yeah. These people are in this and that. I think they'd be a great fit. They can get you this or that. The other tip I'm going to give with a podcast or anything, you talked about the text, how many people you text from Jordan.
Yeah.
Josh taught me, open up your calendar, Google calendar, just look back at all your appointments.
Look at who you, yeah.
So it falls in the same line as text, but I've done that. I go, man, I haven't talked to Mike in a while. Hey, Mike, quick question. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Have you seen my podcast? You could just, your emails need to be simple and concise and to the point. there's so much noise out there and so many emails people get. If it's short, I'm using video now for my introductions, and it's taken off because it's a 30-second, hey, Mike, meet Colleen. I think you guys would be a great partner. I'd love to see you guys connect. You know, Mike's got a great podcast. Colleen, you'd be a great guest. Have a fruitful connection. That's it. And people are like, oh my God, what a great way. They get to see my passion, hear my passion, and then the two people connect. So video is another great way to do that. If you want to go, hey, quick question. Do you know what? So I go on and on. There's so much.
Yeah, that's
so much.
Fine. And when you're doing that, I'm just curious, so you don't worry about asking permission from these two people if it's okay to connect them? Or do you, I mean, you must have a good sense about where the boundary is for you on the relationship, I'm thinking.
This is why you're a great podcast host, Mike. That is such a great question. You guys need to listen to more of his podcast because it's powerful. Because it's a great question. And I struggle, and a lot of people struggle, but I do use my sense because I'll go, hey, Mike, as we're meeting, hey, I've got Tony, Debbie, and Joanne. They do this. I think they'd be a great connection for you. Absolutely, connect me. And if they're not, get into our network. So I think most of the time I ask permission. But to me, again, it's like serving. If you're willing to build relationships, then you're going to meet with everybody. I've met with people completely broke. The guy could barely afford Zoom. I spent 30 minutes to tell him how to find a business and never charged him. And I heard later he was so fired up and he's becoming successful. I love that. That's what the world needs to do more of.
Okay. And the TV show, I don't know. I don't know if TV shows for podcasts are becoming more popular. I'm just going to play the role of the average listener here. It seems like, oh my gosh, that's a really big step up. I mean, I'm afraid to even do a podcast, but yet Steve's, you know, got a TV show now. I mean, how did that happen, Steve? And why are you doing it?
As always, came through my network. Somebody said, you're an incredible podcast host. Mm-hmm. You need a TV show. Me, Julianne Meyer, who's, you know, I work with on Achieve TV. It's different. And there's a lot of people, because we have a group of TV hosts, a lot of them don't have a podcast. So you can make that jump to go to TV host. And now they want to work with me to learn about their podcast. The TV show is different, especially in this case. It's got a larger audience already built in because the company E360 TV is out marketing and doing things.
Okay.
But I try to use it more eventually to be a question and answer. I haven't had too many people on that could ask questions, but it's live. And I love that, where I get you on and, hey, here's a question from the audience. A Jimmy Kimmel, a Jimmy Fallon. You know, those are two people know. They're super successful because they get to ask questions, but sometimes they go to the audience. Hey, you have a question in the audience. And now you engage the audience. I love what I speak. I did a speaking gig for 30,000 people virtually, and I didn't see all of them. I don't know if they're all there, but I was told. And I love the chat box. Mm. Hey, you talked about love and business. Tell me more. Well, let me tell you. What a great way. Nobody should stand up there and just be an orator. Hey, I do this. This is what it is. Tell stories. Make people laugh. Engage the audience. Jason Hewlett, Hewlett, was a top act in Vegas. And his voice got, not ruined, but was affected. I think Celine Dion had the same thing. She can't sing anymore. Because he used to do 100 different impressions of singers. He's unbelievable.
Okay.
But he moved over to the speaking gig, taking his speaking to here. What he's done is he engages. He does moves his face around. He does impressions. Same with the podcast, same with the TV show, same with the speaking gig. Engage with the audience. Make it fun and conversational, of course.
So how do people find your TV show? We talked about the podcast name. How do they find your TV show?
You can search for it. Together We Serve, Apple TV on your streaming TV, Hulu, Roku, LG TV, Samsung TV. You just type in Together We Serve, and like you would on the internet, it will pull up. That's what streaming service is. It's a big directory of TV show streaming shows. You know, Netflix is much bigger. Like when Arnold Schwarzenegger did his documentary, millions of people watched that. And it's not the case with me. But as I always say with my shows, if I affect one person to make a change in their life, we're golden.
And you said you're doing the show live. So how does that work? Like, is I'm thinking, so you do it live, you record it, but then it's available anytime to anyone on those streaming services to see it.
Correct.
So you've got, you're live on the internet. People are, you know, like you said, chatting, you know, in, putting questions in the chat box. You come on with, do you come on with another person or do you come on just by yourself? And, okay.
Nope, I have guests and I eventually might do, some of our hosts will do solo and they just talk and engage with the audience.
Okay.
I'm still there. I just launched the this is my fourth show this week. So I'm just launching, but I still love my guests. Again, leveraging my guests to learn about them and get into their network. Or if it's a guest I've had on my podcast, like a follow-up.
Yeah.
Hey, great TV show. How's it going? You know. So that's why I love the interview process. People are like, I don't want to do it. Well, that's fine. You can just jump on YouTube and just do a podcast. I know a guy that has a 1 minute podcast every day. I think it's 5 days a week. He's got 150,000 followers.
Hmm.
It's a quick tip, quick thing you learned.
One
something.
Minute. Yeah.
Yeah. To each his own, whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Yeah. So you've, this servant, serve, those are, you know, in your podcast, in your TV show. When did, I guess, a servant's heart, doing business with a servant's heart, what does that mean to you?
It's deep inside your soul. That every person, it's natural for me. It's in my heart. Mm-hmm. I want to help people. So when I meet people, I'm always trying to find ways to help. And you can. You know, just be aware of it. You go in the grocery store and some grandmother is trying to reach a can. You go walk over, grab the can, help her. A little harder now with COVID. But still, when you meet people, hey, I really appreciate you what you did. I told you something happened this morning. I was with a call center guy and I said, hey, I really appreciate you helping me. This has been great. Because, you know, that made my day. Thank you. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
30-second comment, probably changed the guy's day. So it's in your head all the time, in your soul, that you're thinking about. And if I'm a faith guy, I just got baptized last year. It's in the Bible all over. And that's kind of where I knew I was doing it. But once I started getting involved there in 17, 18, I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. Hmm. And a great quick story, again, a network story. So I started with serving in business my first 10 or 15 shows because that's what I do. A couple people go, that's what you do. You're serving people all the time, referrals. Then I was in this mastermind for the group at Pantheon.fm, and my good friend Rich Kozik, I probably say his name on 20 shows. It's probably going to come back to me. I have to pay him, which is okay. He's worth it. He stopped. He goes, wait, is serving in business? No, no, no. You got the heart, Ramona. You got the heart. Doing business with a servant's heart. People are going crazy. Oh, my God. And that title has really changed. Roy Firestone, Lee Steinberg, Patrick Mahomes' agent. They wanted to jump on because they want to show their servant's heart. So I was blessed, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Someone else came up with the name just out of that conversation.
In my network.
And your network.
I had nobody in my network or didn't have that network. You know, it's serving network. It keeps coming back in the conversations because it just does work.
I like how you said that with the, you know, the person you were talking to, the customer service person, how you just said, you know, you just appreciated what they did for you. It seems to me like it's kind of like being, you know, how easy it is to connect with people if you want to. It's really easy to stand out with people by just paying some attention to them. You've been talking about shutting up and listening, which is a great way to get people to buy into you because you are caring about them. You're putting them first. And it's similar to what you just described. You know, you're basically, the bar's very low for making an impression on someone, particularly in those kinds of interactions, because people tend to, I don't know, not maybe treat everyone with the most respect when you're in a stressful situation, for example, yep. Or a situation where you don't think the other person has as much value as you, or whatever mistake you might be making with how you're evaluating
people. They can't help me. Why am I even talking to them?
Right.
Take that attitude out of your head, because you just never know who Steve Ramona knows.
Right.
Yeah, you can do your LinkedIn and all that, and that's good, your research, your background. But and you don't know who they're going to meet down the road. Somebody like me, I'm going to meet somebody down the road that's going to help you probably. And here's a great story I love to tell. This is reverse serving. It's what I call it. We go to a restaurant and something's wrong. We call the waiter. Waiter calls the manager. Food was cold, whatever it may be. Well, we're always going to the manager. Hey, this, you know, this is not good. Give me my money back. You know, we're always hearing the bad stuff, especially restaurants, such a great industry to talk about this. So what I've done over the years is it's about 100 managers and I do the reverse serving. And this is so cool. And I admit it. I'm going to say it's, I love it. So I'll go, and my wife laughs every time I do it. I'll go, hey, Debbie, who's my waitress, can you go grab your manager? I want to talk to him. What's the first thing happens?
Yeah.
And then I watch them walk over. Yeah, yeah. Right. And I watch their conversation, Mike. And the guy's shaking his hand. He's like, oh, no, geez. He comes walking over slowly, prepared for an attack. Hey, I hear, you know, you need to talk to me. I said, yeah, what's your name? Oh, it's Tom. Tom, I got to tell you, Debbie was incredible. Hmm. She talked to my wife about her kids. Our water was full. Your food is fabulous. He goes, man, you feel most of the time.
Yeah.
So I've asked 100 managers. Some have been there for 10, 15 years. And I go, Tommy, how often do you hear that? Because I haven't heard that in 3 years. All I've heard was it complained when something's good. I never hear that. Rarely hear that. Excuse me. One guy was at 20 years. Only twice has he heard that his wait staff or the food or the wait staff was good. Food a lot because people always say, hey, the food's great. But we're people. People's the asset. And what happens is we don't realize, and everybody says customer's always right. I'm going to be very controversial right now. I've had some people try to challenge me, but they're not. You go to a grocery store, and there's one line, and it happened to me, and this lady's screaming at the clerk, get more clerks, they're all empty. We've seen it.
There we are.
And I walk over to the clerk, you know, how can I help? Serving. He goes, oh, we're short three people. The manager's taking care of something. We're short. And I walk back, and I turn to the lady, and I go, ma'am, do you know the shoes he's stepped into right now? Well, what do you mean? Because I just talked to him. They have four people out. People got sick. I think it was right after COVID, whatever. I said, and you came at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, busiest time of the, expect this. But there, I said, but you don't know. Don't step in somebody's shoes. You don't know what's going on. She apologized and I got a standing ovation. It was weird, but people got it. It was like, then leave your stuff then and walk out. Screaming and yelling never gets something done. That's not customers right there. They are completely wrong. Now, if the clerk yelled at her and started swearing at her, yeah, absolutely. The guy's doing his best, and you could see him struggling. His face was red. You could see 21-year-old. He's like panicking.
Yeah,
right. He calmed down right when I talked to him.
Very nice. Thanks for sharing that story. That's really cool.
You're welcome. Story. I love that story. So
as we finish up here, I want you to make an ask of my audience. Who are the kind of people that Steve Ramona is looking for his podcast, for his show, for his mastermind, for whatever it is that you can be valuable to people for? I just like to give you the chance to make that ask.
I really appreciate that. See, this is why you're a great host. Not one host I've been on has told me that. See, I'm serving you.
Nice.
And I'm making a point because it's live. I'm edifying you, and it's true. Because nobody's ever asked me that. What I'm looking for is somebody with a servant's heart. And if you don't know what that is, it's somebody that's gone over an obstacle, come back and become successful, and is out there helping the world. For example, Jeff Griffin, now become a really good friend of mine, fell off a ladder, became a paraplegic. It didn't stop him. He went through all the mental health mindset stuff that you do. But when I met him, he jumped on my show and he was just fantastic. And he go, hey, look, here's my wheelchair. He really just was like a regular person. But he takes businesses and triples their income by talking dream, do, and I forget the other thing. But what he did was he walked in Ogden, Utah last year, a 9,000-foot mountain as a paraplegic. People go, what do you do? Well, his neighbors again, support and a network got together because he put it out there like, I'd like to climb this mountain. Well, they built this contraption that was handed on his shoulders that he could make the steps. Mm. And his whole goal was, look, we can do this with support, a community. Those are the kind of stories that really, three things I want to do. So you want to think about the person being able to do this: motivate, inspire, and educate. If those three things happen on the show, we're helping a lot of people.
Nice. Well, you heard it, folks. I know all of you know someone that fits that mold, fits that definition, the kind of person Steve's looking for. So connect him. All right. Connect with Steve. And you've already heard how much value he brings to people and how much he wants to. He thinks he's going to positively impact 10,000 people. I think it's more like a couple of million. So so help him out.
and
connect
it.
With Steve.
I love is, it. Man.
Is there anything that I should have but did not ask you that you'd like to leave us with before we go, Steve?
I'm just going to tell your audience, we have our tough times, we have our good times, but always think positive when you can. And I'll leave you with this. You having a bad day, things are not working for you, whether it's personally or professionally, stop and go serve somebody. And a real quick story happened to me last year, 2 o'clock. I don't usually leave the office, my home office, but things were just not happening well. So I went to the grocery store to buy groceries. And I'm standing in line. It was early, so a lot of people. And the lady in front of me with a baby. And I just had this, for me, Holy Spirit, but this thought that I'm going to buy her groceries. It wasn't a lot, so we're not going to spend hundreds of dollars. It's funny, I gave the card to the clerk, and he goes, dude, he's a surfer guy, long hair. He said, dude, what are you thinking, man? I just have this calling. She's like, no. I said, please let me do this. It'll help me out. Da, da, da. So we do it, and I pay for my groceries, and we walk out. Great act that I did, but there's more to it. She's talking to me. She starts crying. She goes, you don't know what you just did. And this is part of the network story. Mm-hmm. We lost our jobs last week. I didn't know how we were going to pay for our groceries. I was just going to, we're just figuring it out. And I don't know where this money, but we're going to just do it. You had a credit card and crazy. Says, you know how blessed you've done with our diapers and food for tonight? Mm. Now that's great. And you know, people, oh, what a great, and it is. But here's the power of serving and a network. What is she going to do when she goes home to her husband?
She's going to tell the story. Somebody. Yeah.
Yep. And he's going to go, what? Did you get his number? You know, they're not doing, no, he didn't. I don't need to contact me. But I just start building that pay it forward networking that will change the world. If you can learn to do that, bring value to people, we're all going to be in a better place.
Nice. Well, Steve, this has been a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for joining me today. Awesome. And thank you for leaving us with that great story at the end. Listen, for everybody that's listening to this, please connect with Steve. Think about how you can help him. He will definitely reciprocate that. I know that for sure. And keep in mind, remember, you've got greatness inside you. I want you to maximize that greatness every single day. Until next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. And before you go, I just have three requests for you. One, if you like what I'm doing, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on whatever podcast platform you prefer. If you're really into it, leave me a review, write something nice about me, give me 5 stars or whatever you feel is most appropriate. Number two, I've got a book. It's called Ownership: How Getting Selfish Got Me Unstuck. It's an Amazon bestseller. And I'd love for you to read it or listen to it on Audible or wherever else, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you can get it everywhere. If you're looking for inspiration that will help you unlock your greatness and potential, order or download it today so that you can have your very own copy. And if you get it, please let me know what you think. Number three, my newsletter. I do a newsletter every Thursday and I talk about things that are interesting to me and or I give more information about the podcast and the podcast guests that I've had and the experiences that I've had with them. You can sign up for the podcast today at my website, which is my name, mikemalatesta.com. You do that right now, put in your email address, and you'll get the very next issue. The newsletter is short, thoughtful, and designed to inspire, activate, and maximize the greatness in you.